Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's been hard for us to get in the studio over the last couple of weeks, isn't it? Because we've both been busy doing various
calendar
things,
tennis.
Isn't it? Calendar tennis, you know. Tell the truth, is it annoying the way I'm like, yo, bruv, can you meet on Tuesday at 4 o'clock? And you're like, no. And I'm like, how about Wednesday at 10 a.m? You're like, no. I'm like, how about Friday at 3? Like, I'm just a bit, it looks erratic from my side. I'm very aware of that.
Yes. No, it's calm, man. It's calm.
But yeah, man. And welcome to the show. I feel like because of some of the clips that have been doing really well on socials, we should welcome any new listeners. Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. This is the show where Sean and I scour the internet and share it with you. We have some jokes coming up. We have some interesting articles coming up. We have some takes on life coming up. And we also ask each other how we have been killing time this week. Have you been killing time? Or should I say, Sean, where have you been killing time this week?
Been killing time in Mumbai for the past week. On business,
nice.
But yeah, I'd never been to India before.
I was going to say, first time in India. Yeah. So where did you fly from?
And South Asia, just in general. I've never been to South Asia. So
yeah.
Southeast Asia. Yep, but not South Asia. So it was, I went.
Kind of like South London, innit? It's like a bit further on, innit?
Yeah.
But really, it's a big journey. Innit? It's a big journey from North London, innit? Yeah, very different ends. They don't even speak the same language there, bruv. It's mad, innit?
Completely different.
Yeah, go on.
Heathrow to Mumbai was about a 9-hour flight, which went fairly quickly, actually. I'm not going
to
lie.
Was that due to your flying situation around you? Were you treated to some, you know, did work nice it up a little bit for you? Or
I mean, I wasn't in like business or anything. How I killed time on the plane is I watched one of the best films that I have seen recently.
Yeah, go on, what was it?
Cocaine Bear.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that for ages.
Fire.
I'm going to ask you what it's about, just in case a listener doesn't know what it's about. But it's one of them ones where the name is in the kind of... Sorry, what it's about is in the name, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's based on a true story and it's legitly.
Yeah.
And it's about a guy who I think is some sort of drug runner, throws probably tens of millions of pounds of cocaine out of his plane. And I think they're going to go and try and scoop them up at some point. A bear gets its hand on some white powder and decides to consume like a whole brick or like 5 bricks and then just goes on a rampage.
Bruv.
An absolute rampage. I'm just going to say this here, this is not like in the film, but I heard about this previously where they gave the bear a nickname. Do you want to try and guess what the nickname was?
Coco. Winnie the Puff. I'm trying to think of all like celebrity bears.
It's not about celebrity bears.
Okay.
It's obviously to do with cocaine.
All right.
Who is one of the people that you associate most with the moving of
Pablo Escobar?
Is that really
what they called him? I smudged me for that. Did I really get it? Yes,
you did.
You're saying the name of the bear in Cocaine Bear in real life was called Pablo Escobar,
which I mean, just that I was like, yeah, I'm about this story.
Did they put that in the film?
No, they don't. They don't.
What?
I know, right? I know.
Travesty.
I
know. Travesty.
Terrible.
Absolutely
crushing
travesty.
Injustice, that one.
It is.
Honestly.
And so the 9-hour flight over there was all right. Did they, because when you go to traditional, when you go to countries, they tend to kind of acclimatize you to them on the way over there when you're on the flight. Did you get a curry on the way there, basically, is what I'm going to ask. Or was it British food all the way till you got there? Because no, I think that's a bit of a shock of the taste buds if I'm eating a ham and cheese sandwich an hour before I step off a flight and go into India. I need to get me halfway there.
No,
like.
No, it was BA, but it wasn't. I wasn't. I don't think it was.
They could have even done a little tikka in a sandwich, you know, because that's. Oh, listen, I'm not fronting. Curry in a sandwich.
Coronation chicken.
Coronation chicken. That is typical British, innit? They nicked that, innit? That's curry sandwich, innit? They nicked it. Yeah, go on.
But people have a big problem with coronation chicken sandwiches. I didn't realise this.
Really?
Yeah.
What about them?
There's people are just like, what? And I'm like, it's coronation chicken sandwich. What's wrong with that? It's tasty as. Like,
do you know what's nice in a coronation chicken sandwich? Just the coronation filling by itself with a spoon. Mm. That's disgusting, but delicious. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely stuff. But what did you eat on the way over there? I'm really going to stretch this bit out.
I can't remember what I ate because I was running off like not much sleep on the way over there.
Jeez.
Although I can't, I'm like the fakest half Southeast Asian brother because I cannot eat spicy food at all. And I knew going, like before I went there, that it was going to be a difficulty because the times I've been to Thailand as well, I tend to have arguments with the waiters, waitresses, because they always say to them, yo, I'm telling you now, I know your culture and I know how you think. My mum's Asian, she cooks, you know, spicy food.
If you look at me, you're going to believe that as well. You can see it. You can see that there's some Asian in me. Yeah, it's very clear. Yeah.
Even that, when people just think I'm Mexican, isn't it? But it's calm, isn't it? Yeah, whatever. But, I thought it was, it was the same. Where I've said to them, look, no chilies, please. I can't do chilies. Don't give me no chilies. I won't be able to eat it. And they bring it and I look at it and there's just like, I'm like, why are there all these chilies on them? And I say, yo, excuse me, come over here. Like, I said, I don't want anything. Like, is there, and they went, oh no, sir. It's just decoration. I'm like, bruh, come on, man. Your decoration is burning my face, man. Take back your decoration. I don't want your decoration. Of like, you know, I mean, it was the same day. I had to be really careful, not just because of that, but, you know, the whole Delhi belly thing. Yeah. You've got to be quite careful with not drinking like tap water or eating salads or, you know, as Mickey Flanagan says, like washing in ditches. And, you know,
you 100%. You don't want
icing drinks.
You don't want to be peeing out your bum, basically, in it, because that's what happens in ice and people say ice and drinks is a tricky one because you can have a nice clean glass of water, but if there's ice in it that's been made out of tap water, obviously, you go. So you got to drink your drink quick so the ice don't melt, or just no ice.
Just no ice.
Fanta with no ice. So what, like, were you going fizzy drinks out there and bottled water only and stuff, or were you just keeping it? And did you have any street food? Because I always tell people, whenever you go to another country, if you're staying there for a while on holiday and you have nothing to do, eat the street meat if you feel that bad. If you're working, sure, no.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because otherwise, your body gets used to kind of acclimatized to what you would class as kind of like the normal germs or whatever bacteria that you, and then your body will get used to it, and then you should be able to do that. But there were a few times where we had something from street vendor.
Did you go veggie or did you dodge the meat? Because that's another way people say go veggie, or did you just
What I was told, because it was monsoon season there, people said, be careful about eating things eating curries is a good one. They say, usually we would suggest eating curries because they're boiled for ages. Yeah. It gets rid of all the bacteria. But when it's monsoon season, they might have like a big pot or whatever. And then like rain might get into it and stuff like that. And they're like, stay clear.
Because, I mean, you can't go to India and not have a curry. And Sean, I've got to ask you the real ultimate question. What were the curries like, bro?
Well, I had a fish curry at the hotel and it was not good.
Okay.
But then I had a few other curries whilst I was there. I had some biryani, which was amazing.
Oh, I love a good biryani.
There was a dish, there was a dish that my colleague actually ordered. And it was like chicken with like foam, like marshmallow foam, which like kept all the chicken together. I'm sure it was some sort of like egg that would have been like whisked. But I'd never seen it. It was tasty.
Was it like meringue? No.
Nah, it was literally like egg foam. like that you get on top of like a sour, like an amaretto okay. sour or something like that. Like,
did you ask? Did you bother asking? Like, was it one of them ones?
It was one that we got we'd ordered out whilst we were grafting. Tasty though. I've never seen that here.
Okay. Do you know what it's, anyone listening that knows about proper Asian cuisine, tell us what
I asked and someone told me, and I asked twice and then they told me again. And then, you know, when you don't want to be rude, because I couldn't my ear wasn't quite acclimatized.
Fair enough. It's a good curry out there. Weather was nice out there, I presume, as well.
It's monsoon season, so it was raining quite a lot. But when it wasn't raining, it's still warm. I would say this. It was Festival of Ganesh. Ganesh were out there. So there were a lot of celebrations going on, which was like lovely to see. The road, man. I honestly don't know how people do it. It is just absolute madness. It is a madness. Like, you know, there's no lanes. People just drive down the wrong side of the road. You just turn and you just be like, these lot will deal with it and don't worry about it.
Really? So were you in a cab observing this? Like, were you being driven around? Like, you weren't driving in this? Would you want to drive in this?
No, man, it was stressful as... Like, it would definitely take you a while to get used to the rules of the road. So one of the rules of the road is you just beep. You beep, but it's not reactive beeping, it's proactive beeping. So you go, I'm here, beep, beep. And then like you travel like 3 meters down the road, you're like, beep, I'm here, beep. Go around the corner, beep. You beep literally everywhere.
So everyone knows that you're coming.
Yep.
Raw. That would do my nutting at the start, you know. If I'm tired and I'm trying to have a little snooze, you ain't sleeping in a cab, though, are you?
But also one thing I noticed is that not a single cab that I went in to had any kind of radio music, anything on it. It was silence.
Wow. And I'm guessing, focus.
Yeah. There was like one guy I saw walking down the road with his earphones in, just like, but everyone else, you know.
Aware.
Yeah.
Vibed, man. Yeah. That's sick. Oh, that's really cool, man.
But I didn't get to see all that much of it.
Yeah.
And I would definitely like to go back for some more culture.
We're going back then?
Yeah, man.
I'd love to come with you, man. And you know, when we go out there, if we've not got like work to do, bring me that chicken foot, bruv. I'm eating that. I'm eating chicken foot out there, bruv. I want to eat the foot of the animal that I'm eating. I want to get the real street meat. I want the street meat to be touching the street. That's what I want, bruv. Bring me that. Bring me that.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Honestly, though, I'll go for it. I'll eat. I'm very open to eating new foods if I haven't got anything to do the next day. Because all joking aside, it can go wrong, and you don't.
Yeah, when you're only there for like 3-4 days and you're grafting, you know, it's heavy graft. So the last thing you want to do is to be like
shivering under a toilet.
I was like, I'm gonna play it safe.
To be fair, Sean, I've been really busy just kind of putting together some work stuff, which has been cool, but it means that I haven't had much time to really experience much crazy stuff. But I did get to try out the Lexus LBX, or go and see it. It's a brand new electric car from Lexus.
Fully
electric. Okay, it's their smallest SUV. I think everyone knows Lexus is for being like big SUVs, like grand, you know, stuff that like 90s rappers would rap about, or executives that would drive, like, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's just like a small crossover SUV, which is really interesting because I'm not a car journo. I know a lot of car journos are like, crossover SUVs, but I'm like, they're so popular now, partly because the roads are not very nice in cities and it helps you get around potholes and stuff. Two, it's a comfortable drive, isn't it? You're a little bit higher up, can see a bit more of the road, it's safe.
Everyone used to say, like, oh, there's no reason for them, they're not going to do well. Have you looked at the market, mate?
I'll be honest. It's like coronation chicken sandwiches. If they weren't making them, yeah, it'd be because no one ate them. But they're making them. Why, Sean? Because people are consuming them. And crossover SUVs, I'd say probably it's got to be the most, apart from the electric cars, the part of the car market that has expanded the most in terms of models over the last few years. We've seen loads more of them. You see like the Mini, which has got like the SUV. We see the Fiat Abarth that's got like the SUV kind of energy to it as well.
The 500L or whatever it is.
XL or whatever. XL is like a bigger version. So yeah, it is. People are liking having slightly higher and bigger cars. So it's nice. Got a cool bit of tech in it. It's got really interesting door handles where you push them to open a door. You don't pull them.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's got Apple CarPlay. It's kind of got that Lexus-y luxury feel. But most importantly for me, I'm 6'3". I could fit in the front, put the seat back, and there was a guy that was 6 foot behind me sitting in the back. Shout out to someone from Carwow that was down there. But yeah, had a look at it. When it comes out, we'll ask Lexus to fire one over to us and we can take it for a little road trip.
Decent range?
I didn't get all of the range information, actually. Actually, sorry, it was a crossover hybrid. Sorry, my bad, but it is coming out in fully electric. I didn't get the range, but when all those numbers come, the car's not coming out till next March, but I think we'll be able to get a little preview in January.
Is it good looking?
Looks all right, you know.
Yeah?
I put it on my Instagram. I put it on How to Kill Our Instagram as well, actually. Yeah, so it's a little orangey one, but it's yellow. It looks pretty cool. People have said, a couple cars on it said, this is a big compliment. Oh, it actually looks okay. So if they say that, then car's looking good, man. Yeah.
That would pain them to say that.
Usually a lot of them are like super car enthusiasts. So if it's not ticking all the boxes, they're angry. So yeah, that's what I did. I checked that out. And I've also been watching a TV show, but I want to finish watching it. And if you don't mind, can we talk about it on the next episode, please? Because I just need to complete watching
it. Are you giving us any kind of a whiff? Are you giving us a whiff of what it is?
I don't usually watch reality TV shows.
Okay.
I have found a show that is... No, that's a lie. Sometimes I get grabbed in. I've been pulled in before. There was one episode that I watched one of where it was like a show where it was a son and a mum would come into the show and the mums would try and hook up with the other sons. I can't remember. It was like your son or mine or something. You brother, bonkers.
What?
Wild. Too much for me though.
It was like reality TV, but that sounds wild.
It pulled me in. I watched the episode. It was like me drinking Ribena without any dilute. I could just do a sip of it. But if you're trying to tell me to drink a whole glass of Ribena or squash, I ain't doing it. But this show, oh man, the casting in it was sensational. There was love.
Are you still keeping it? He's keeping his cards close to his chest. This guy.
This will bring you closer. It involved weddings. But it's probably
But there's so many.
Carry on to the next episode. But I spoke to the guys at Rode who are sending us over a new desk to try out, which means we are on the Rodecaster Pro Original, which means we haven't got any sound effects. But I can, if you want, Sean, for the next part of the show, I can be your sound effects for this.
Oh damn!
For this bit, damn.
You're gonna do like a flirt.
Sick. I could be your sound effects if you want, bruv.
It's going to be more impressive if, whilst I talk, you can distort the sound of my voice.
Voice. it's time for the next part of the show, Sean, where me and Sean have scoured the internet for the best of the worst of the best of the worst jokes, a.k.a.
Dad jokes of the week.
Week.
You're an idiot.
Doing our best, bro. We may still have some sound effects, though.
Let's hear it. What have we got?
If I can press the right button. I mean, I found all these old sound effects. By the way, me and Sean were having a go at this before the show. We'll let you know what this is in the next episode. If you can't guess what that is. Took you a while to get that, didn't it? What have you got?
I didn't even get it.
That's true. We got a rim shot. We got a trombone. Oh, we got those. Okay, all right, okay, they're back. We got the rim shot. Love a good rim shot. Anyway, should we do some quick fire ones and then some longer ones?
All right, we go quick fire one first.
Yeah, quick fire one. I hit you with one. You can hit me one if you want. Should we go?
Go first.
All right. We're at a parking officer's funeral. As the coffin was being lowered into the ground. Sorry. I fucked it up.
I need a button over here.
Yeah, you do. I spoke to Rode about having a button as well that we could put on a stick, but we need a stick with a finger on it that you can hit it with. All right, anyway. So a coffin was being lowered into the ground at a parking officer's funeral, but a voice from... Oh, right. Sorry, Alex.
John, say time out, bro. How are you feeling?
I need a sip of your liquid death that you're having. As the coffin was being lowered into the ground at a parking officer's funeral, a voice from inside screams, I'm not dead, let me out. The vicar smiles, leans forward and, sucking air through his teeth, mutters, too fucking late, pal, I've already done the paperwork.
Oi.
Come on.
Oi. That's a sick one. Yeah. Especially after butchering it. Butchering it twice. It was part of it.
That's actually how I wrote it, you know.
It was all part of the build up of suspense.
Yeah.
And intrigue. Oi, that was a good one.
Oh man, yeah. All right.
One for one?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, short form.
I've got another one about death, actually. Can I hit you with this now as well? Just because we're in it.
Go, go, go.
When you die, people cry and beg for you to come back. But when you do, there's the running and the screaming. yeah, go on, Sean. That's all right. It's all right. Shout out to my zombie gang.
Did you know that 20 piranhas can demolish a small child down to the bone in under 30 seconds?
Damn.
In other news, I lost my job at the aquarium today. Oh, that's a bit of a morbid one.
I like that, man. I like that. So a patient says to flipping hell, man. I'm struggling it. So
words more. Words.
Yeah, I know. So a patient says to a doctor, "How often do people die during this procedure?" The doctor says, "Just once."
Yeah. Oh, so just letting you know that my phone's decided that it doesn't like to go this way.
Just doesn't like to do vertical.
No, no, it's just never seen it before. But you know,
yeah, it's all right. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Right.
I'm back.
All right, cool. That's my short form for the week.
Oh, is that your short form? Okay.
For the week.
I think I've got another short form here. A man gets mugged every 30 seconds in New York City. He's starting to get really fed up.
Damn, not again. Again? Damn. I like that.
Ooh, let's see. Most of the other ones I've got a bit more long form. I mean,
we can move on if you want.
This is a fairly short one. This is a fairly short one. An atheist, vegan, and CrossFit athlete walk into a bar. We all know this because they all loudly announced it within the first 20 seconds of being there.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. All right, man.
You got a long form for me?
I got some longer ones for you, right? Yeah, so cool. A young ventriloquist is touring the clubs, and one night he's doing a show in a small club in a small town in Arkansas. With a dummy on his knee, he's going through the usual dumb old blonde jokes when a blonde woman in the fourth row stands out of her with his dummy on his knee, he's going through his usual dumb old blonde jokes when a woman in the fourth row stands on her chair and starts shouting at him, "I've had enough of your stupid blonde jokes. What makes you think you can stereotype women that way?" The ventriloquist says, I'll carry on. What does the color of a person's hair have to do with their worth as a human being? It's guys like you who keep women from me being respected at work and the community and from reaching our full potential as a person, because you and your kind continue to perpetuate discrimination against not only blondes, but women in general, and all in the name of your shitty humor. The ventriloquist is embarrassed and thinks, damn, man, I've really stepped out of line. I need to update my stuff. So he turns around to the woman and, you know, starts to apologize. But the blonde yells, "Hey, you, stay out of this. I'm talking to that little idiot on your knee."
I didn't see it coming. Oy.
Even though I butchered it, shout out to Alex for editing that to give us a bit better. Right.
I'm going to go for it. For my birthday, my girlfriend said that I could either have a Rolex or a threesome. Both sound cool in theory, but a Rolex is expensive and there's no way I'll be able to please two women. I kind of barely last 30 seconds with my girlfriend. I get too nervous. But at the same time, my girlfriend's best friend, Amy, is super hot. After my birthday dinner, my girlfriend told me, "Amy's on the way and she's really horny. I'm getting really horny too. Are you ready to have sex with both of us?" I said, "Nah, I just want to watch."
Oh, that's smart, man. That's smart. Right. So a guy is sitting at the bar having a drink. A man walks in and whispers in his ear and says, "I'll give you a blowjob." The guy at the bar picks the man up who just whispered in his ear and throws him out of the bar. The bartender asks, "What was that all about?" The man sits down and says, "I don't know though. He said something about a job."
I'll bet you that in it.
The man sits back down in his seat and says, "I don't know. He whispered something in my ear. All I heard was something about a job."
There we go.
But yeah, that's not a bad one, isn't it? Yeah.
A guy, I've gravitated towards the I've just gravitated towards some of the naughtier ones in it. But you know,
that's all good.
That's where my brain goes. A guy meets a sex worker in a bar. She says, this is your lucky night. I've got a special game for you. I'll do absolutely anything you want for £300 as long as you can say it in three words. The guy replies, yeah, hey, why not? Pulls out his wallet, puts £300 on the table and says slowly, paint my house. I like that one.
Bargain. Bargain, loaded.
Yeah,
bargain.
Yeah, it depends on how big his house is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to presume that for £300, that's, you know, you're getting done, innit? You're getting done. Right, so those are the jokes. I've got a few more jokes, but I think... No, I think we're going to move on from it for this.
Oh, yeah,
gonna, you got, gonna, got, have you got gonna, any more?
Oh, let me do one more. Oh, long... Oh, yeah, okay, this one. James Bond walks into a bar and takes a seat next to a very attractive woman. He gives the woman a quick glance and then casually takes a look at his watch. The woman notices this and asks, is your date running late? No, he replies. Q's just given me a state-of-the-art watch and I was testing it out. Intrigued, the woman asks, a state-of-the-art watch? What's so special about it? Bond coolly explains, it uses alpha waves to talk telepathically. The lady says, so what's it telling you now? Well, says that you're not wearing any panties, says Bond. The woman giggles and replies, well, it must be broken because I am wearing panties. Bond shakes his head, taps his watch and says, damn, this thing's an hour fast.
Oh, big up, James. Big up, James, man. Big up, James.
With his smut. This guy.
He's a bit of a smutty guy, isn't he?
He is, man. Not the newer ones. Not so much, but the older ones.
Older ones was like, do you know what I used to find shocking?
The worst.
Is that, like, the woman that he'd get with had just gone through something ultimately traumatic. And I'm like, the last thing you want is a guy in your bed, innit? What you want right now is flipping counseling, innit? And it's like his solution for everything would be like, how about we drink some champagne in my suite? Do you get me? On it. Dodgy guy.
And 99% of the time, they're like watching him from some sort of satellite, just doing what he's doing, innit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, you know everyone's watching. I think he likes it.
I think he enjoys it. Do you think he enjoys being watched? Mm. He's like the reverse of a cuck, innit? I don't know what that is. Someone who likes to be viewed. What's it called when people go out and get watched?
I know. When you said that.
What's it called? Dogging. That's it. Dogger. Dogging is when people could do it in public.
Yeah, but I think it's different to being someone who wants to... show, like, wants other people to watch. I don't know if that's, I think there's another comment. Let us know.
Yeah. But there's one thing I want to show, like, to you, Sean, is, and we have got the technology to actually record this, is this Carjitsu thing that me and you were talking about, bruv. Yeah, we spoke about it a little bit and we promised we'd watch a little bit on the show. And this is
for the YouTube gang.
I just want you to describe what is going on in this Carjitsu, because, bro, it is absolutely wild. I'm going to try and just skip through it.
You ready?
Skip to a world championship. Yep. Switch over to absolutely crazy Carjitsu thing. Let's get through the adverts first, though. Flipping hell. Don't want to see no ads. Right. Switching to Carjitsu. Oh, is it slide already?
Oh, these guys don't mess around. Straight in.
Let's rewind it a little bit and let's get into this world championship Carjitsu.
I'm still trying to figure out how...
They sit in and put their seat... Look. Each of them has spoken to the ref outside the car
because
the ref can't fit in it. They've got to put the seatbelts on.
Are the windows open straight off the bat?
The windows are closed, I think. But is there a submission move where you can put a man's head through the window and close it a little bit? Look there! Oh my god! Oh, that's a. Oh my days!
This is the thing about jiu-jitsu. Yeah, is jiu-jitsu is incredibly effective, but I don't like watching limbs hyperextend. I don't like it.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't like it. It makes me feel away.
If that happens, we'll move on. We'll move on, though. But this... passenger side.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Is the sunroof closed?
Can we just explain what's happening? There's a sunroof for extra visibility. They're putting their seatbelts on for safety first.
Wait, first move. Yeah. Unbuckle.
And they have to have their hands
first
by their groin.
Oi, you just stopped man from unbuckling the seat. You see that? Oi, yeah. That was a good move.
Oh my days.
That was a good move.
This is wild.
Oi, action replay. Look.
Is it action replay? And they're both trying to reach.
He's undoing his belt and he unclips and he stops the guy from unclipping his belt. Oi, he's straight into the aggressive position.
What's mad when you watch people's faces when they're doing jiu-jitsu is they're so calm because they're like thinking it's like chess for bodies, isn't it? I don't think they're allowed to strike each other though, you know.
No.
He's wrapping the seatbelt around his head.
And Davidson, it's almost too late here. By the time he's figured out what's happening,
he's got that seatbelt wrapped all the way. He's actually choking someone out with a seatbelt.
All right.
But there's not a lot that can be done here. He's tapped out.
He's tapped.
Wow.
He's either tapped or he's going to sleep now. He was going to sleep.
He was going to sleep. That is wild. I mean, the slap competitions, I wasn't really feeling, right? This seems like more technical, innit? And I don't think they're allowed to like spark each other in the face during this. But yeah, I would like to think that
someone who's good at jiu-jitsu would be very good at this, because at the end of the day, you know, there's times where you're up against the cage, you know, you're in tighter spaces. I think that there is things that are specific to kaijutsu, like the seatbelt thing and like wrapping it and like, I don't know, the fact that you have there's certain obstacles, windows, stuff that you would just kind of get used to and figure out special moves in it.
Do you think the driver's side and the passenger side would be something that you'd have to flip a coin for? Because that could make I don't know if there's pedals under that wheel. I don't know if there's like indicator stuff that's in the way. Have they removed all of that? Because that could make a big difference.
Oh, you're right. Maybe it is a toss of a coin.
I mean, we saw the guy taking a seatbelt off for one of the dudes and finished him with a seatbelt. It's crazy, man. Crazy. I don't know why I started thinking about that.
Do you reckon, like, straight off the bat, like, there'll be ones where people are just in the seatbelts blocking and they'll just be, like, sitting there in the seatbelts, like, until the first person manages to get the buckle off?
Yeah. I think so, you know. Or there could just be a moment. You know, sometimes there's hesitation in fights. There could be a moment where they're just backing up each other at either side of the car, just trying to grab an arm or a leg or something like that. I don't know. And there was a move that they showed us, which we're not going to show now because we've been watching a lot of this video and we've got to leave that video where it is on YouTube, where there's a move where you jump into the back. So there's a move where someone can jump into the back of the car and behind the person and you can get behind.
With the seatbelt.
Crazy.
Ultimate torque. It's all over at that
ultimate
point.
Ultimate torque.
It's over at that point.
That's what we call the world championship. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, Sean, because I mean, and watch a little bit of that. You can watch that on our YouTube or we'll put a clip on the Instagram as well. But it's absolute bonkers, man. Kaijutsu. Right. Anyway, Sean, time for our headlines of the week.
Week.
So it's a bit of a serious one, but we'll get into it. 14-year-old dies after trying the one chip challenge. Have you heard
what
of this?
What is this?
It's spelled P-A-Q-U-I.
Wait, what?
P-A-Q-U-I. So I want to be very Pakui.
Pakui?
I'm going to say that's...
Pakui?
Pakui, yeah. Pakui? It's the one chip challenge.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before? No. You get a really, really hot chip. So it's a really spicy chip. It comes in a casket shaped box. So the box is shaped like a coffin and it has a little black chip in it. And I think it makes your tongue go blue. And the idea of it is it's one of those spice. I mean, you're a man that doesn't like spice at all.
No. But wait, you get the coffin and it's got one crisp in it.
Yeah. So this challenge is where you're supposed to eat one tortilla chip dusted off with two of the hottest peppers in the world, the Carolina Reaper and the Naga Viper. and then try to go as long as possible without eating or drinking anything to ease the anguish. Right?
Mm-mm.
You see, have you seen these challenges online? Right?
Yeah, I've seen some of them, and it just never ends up well. Okay. Well,
well, over the last year, there's already been reports of kids suffering all sorts of bad effects, even being hospitalized after trying this challenge. And on September the 1st, Harris Waloba, a 14-year-old sophomore at Doherty Memorial High School in Massachusetts, tragically died after partaking in this challenge. Now, bro, all I'm saying is we need to stop. This needs to stop now.
It was so hot that it like poisoned him or?
Even though it clearly hasn't been established that the one event led to his death, the timing has got to make you wonder, bro, yeah? So, I mean, he's even got a GoFundMe page for his friends to make money from. What happened with this, basically? That day, he visited the school's nurse complaining about not feeling well and showed the nurse the picture of the one thing he'd just eaten, which was one of those Pak-Wai chips, yeah? So what he did was he felt so ill that he ended up leaving school early with his parents. After returning home, his condition continued to deteriorate to the point where he stopped breathing and was rushed to hospital and eventually died. That is wild. Bro,
what is that?
We need to stop these. Where is the joy in this as well? Like, I don't get it. Like, where is the joy in trying something that's so hot it burns your whole? Because you're someone who doesn't like spice.
No, but do you remember back in school? Yeah, we did this with atomic fireballs.
Yes.
Do you remember those?
Yes.
I love cinnamon. Yeah, those atomic fireballs were literally fire.
Yeah.
But do you remember people would be like, "Bro, I can put like 10 of them in my mouth, and I'm, you know."
And you would respect them and rate them, innit? You'd respect them and rate. You'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's flipping cool." But
that is just going too far.
Yeah, I mean, there's like this whole Scoville scale as well that peppers are in, and like I think let's try and find the pepper. So like a normal pepper is nothing on the Scoville scale.
When you say normal pepper, we're talking about a capsicum, like a bell pepper,
like a bell pepper. Yeah, capsicum. Pimento is 100 to 500. I like a pimento. Let's try and find a jalapenos, 2,500 to 5,000. I presume you're not a jalapeno man.
You know what? Yeah, I quite like jalapenos.
Do you like them when they're pickled?
Yeah, I do like them when they're pickled as well. Yeah, pickled jalapeno. Anything pickled, man.
Yeah, man. I love a bit of pickled
chilies. Yeah, everything.
So, right. So then let's carry on. So it's Carolina Reaper, right? Which is 100 and... Oh, my God. I got to check. I've got to count the O's right on this because it's a really small graphic. 1.5 million to 2.3 million on the Scoville scale is the Carolina Reaper. And the Ghost Pepper is 855,000. No, 8.5. Bloody hell.
What was that? What about that Viper? Nagoya Viper?
Dragon's Breath. Where's the Nagoya Viper? I can't find it here. But bro, I don't know. We're talking like multiples of spice that are way higher. I don't know where the fun is in this, bro. I don't know where the fun is in this.
You know what it is? This is the typical like male idiot syndrome, right? Where I mean, maybe like females are getting fully involved in this as well. But you know,
and probably smart. Let's be honest, not as much as us because we are the stupider sex. Yeah. But let's be honest, innit? Let's not try 100%. And I see you tried to do that. Add a little bit of balance. Let's be real with it.
we constantly be like, oh. They need to do this.
Yeah.
They need to do this. And it tends to not end well for a lot of guys because I think we are like the main reason why most of us die is because just idiots and do like dumb. You know, sometimes you hear things and you're like, this person died because of this. And you're like, yeah, that probably would do it.
I mean, very rarely is a woman that you actually hear doing that as well, isn't it? It's very true.
Yeah. For balance, I will say this. I was having this conversation the other day. I think men getting older tend to continue playing more so, and less women do so. You know, you see like grown ass men doing some dumb stuff.
It's playing WWE next to the pool. Somebody slips and busts their head.
Kind of stuff. And it's just quite rare that you see women. And I think it's good to keep playing because as kids you paint, you sing, you dance, you do all kinds of stuff, right? I think it's good to keep that, but there's levels to it.
Yeah, man.
And we just, as males, we just push the... Do you know, this is a perfect thing, right? Like, I don't think I have a big ego, personally. Other people can say something different to that. When I go skiing, as soon as we start recording, everybody pushes the boundaries a little bit more.
Okay.
Tries to go a bit faster. Tries to do a bit of a jump. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like,
I'll be honest with you, the last time I had a big injury, one of the ones that's made me start thinking about things twice has been skiing.
Oh, was it?
I fell over, mashed up my shoulder. I'm back now, but my shoulder was out of action for a while. And I think now I'm at the age now. Say I went skiing with you, I might, even if you guys ribbed me for it, be like, you know what, guys? I'm just going to go gym or something. I'll catch you in a couple of hours.
Gym?
Or something. Because I want to burn some calories. But I don't think, I haven't got the capacity. I'm not as good a skier as you.
This is a difference, right? Our mutual friend, KJ, right? We used to go skiing and we would literally get a map, look for all the most difficult runs we could find. Extreme ski routes, double diamond blacks, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, just give me like a nice blue run, like, and just go
really?
Down. Yeah, man, I'm not about that.
Because I thought you were still in that whole trying to recreate XXX the movie and whatever stuff.
I just want to get something. I just carve. I don't want any of that stuff.
But even a blue be too much.
My knees will scream at me if I try anything too.
I think my shoulder's the last thing that I wanted to smash up. And then I think now, I'm honestly at a stage now where I'm just like, luckily, we are like that, but you're right. We're not. If someone says no, we're not going to pressure in our group, innit? We're not going to be like, we'd rinse them a bit, innit? Before, during, and after. But like, they wouldn't rinse them to the point where they did it. Do you know what I mean? But no. I feel like now I'm at the stage now where I'm very happy to be like, I made the safe choice.
Oh.
I made the safe choice.
100%. Bruv, if these Donnies want to go on like some next ski, I'm like, bro, how about we go to this blue run and just like go for a cruise down and stop for a panache, bruv.
Panache.
Partial to a
panache. That's vibes. But basically, we are pretty sure that the kid consumed this chip and passed away. Can we guarantee that it is? No, but there's been people struggling. Can I just say, please, stop pushing the boundaries of food if it's not enjoyable. Mm. If it was like, I don't mind people that consume large amounts of food. I think that's quite a nice little food challenge like that. But even those are starting to look ridiculous. Have you seen them now where it's like 100 burgers in 10 minutes and stuff like that? I'm like...
Yeah. Actually, do you know what blew my mind about that was the fact that your body, if you eat one specific thing, but at a certain point, your body goes, nope. But if you just mix it up, you can continue. So what people tend to do, they'll have like burgers and then what they'll do, they'll order something like ice cream.
Okay.
And then they'll eat some ice cream and then they can start smashing the burgers again. But if not, they would just get stuck at a certain point. So if you want to limit...
Why are you giving me this knowledge, Sean? Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe you could take it how you want, because maybe you're like, if I want to eat less, I'll just eat one thing. And then I'll get to a certain point and my body's like, nah, don't want any more of that.
But what if I know just one plate of ice cream will help me consume the rest of that pizza?
One spoonful of ice cream and you're back in the game, and it's dangerous.
Just one cornetto, give it to me,
bro. I will say this though. We did some. If you think about some of the dumb stuff that we did back in the day, do you remember the bloody breathing thing? Do you remember the breathing thing, bro?
Should we tell the truth about what happened to me from the breathing thing?
Oh, what happened? Was it a tree?
Carry on. We shouldn't say how to do it. But we called it the knockout game.
The knockout game.
And there was a game that you could do where it basically stopped your heart beating as quickly so that you had a... But we hyperventilated beforehand, didn't it? So basically too much oxygen went to your brain, innit? Because you'd get like loads of high oxygen and then you'd like do whatever. I won't say you did it.
I reckon it's like the organic way of what people do with the balloons now.
The OG way. The OG way. Yeah, back in my day, we didn't have no chemicals. But I did it and then I smiled as I was passing out. And people looked at me and thought I was cool, and I just fell over and landed on my face.
On your face on the tree?
Yeah. So I woke up and my face is just like grazed up.
Let's be real. If I tried to catch you, bro, I was just going to be going down.
No one tried. That's the thing. I remember we did it for other people. I was catching everyone. No one caught me. No one even tried.
There's certain of our mates here that was their job because they're also big guys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, at least they could have put out a Nike Air Max for me to fall on. I think my face hit the roots of the tree. Fucking hell.
Oh, that was funny, good man. Times. But on a serious note, just stop the nonsense. If you think that it's going to be causing you any like actual harm, it's just, don't care.
It's not worth it, man. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Like the accolades that you'll get, like, you know, we all knew someone, me and you know someone that jumped out the first floor window at school. Yes, we are talking about it now. And they were fine, but you know, it's the people, you know. I'm setting a really bad example.
But you know, 30 years later, they're still infamous. Oh,
the legends live forever, baby.
But it's yeah, some of these things yeah. are just I mean they didn't give like a cause of death or anything.
They're
like
still this jury's still out on this one, and obviously I want to be careful to legally not say that this is why that what happened, but all I'm saying is why are you having something that is millions or thousands or times hotter than a regular pepper? Like I'm trying to think, what have I done? Do you know what? I'll be honest. Sometimes I do take out the hot sauce as someone who likes hot sauce. Well, you like a jalapeno or two. Sometimes I'm like, well, let me throw a few extra jalapenos in my Subway or throw a few extra jalapenos on my pizza. I'm like that. Yeah. Well, I've got a bit of spice. Just check the calendar. Anything going on tomorrow? Cause I'm booking space in a loo. Yeah. Yeah. Have we got enough toilet paper? Checking that as well. If all of those things are on, I'm getting spicy,
you see,
baby.
This is the thing, man. You've got like a checklist of things that you're like, and then you get involved.
Yeah,
and you're feeling a little bit adventurous on a day, and you're like, trust me, man. I need to bring back some chili sauce.
I'd love some, bro.
Batches of chili sauce.
I'd love some chili sauce. Can we talk about where it comes from? Because
big up my mumsy.
Yeah,
for her amazing chili sauce, which I can't consume. I can just smell and be extremely jealous of everyone else.
So good. It's so Moorish as well, bro. That's the thing. The thing is, it's a real hot spice, but it's like a natural spice. It's not like a chemical spice. I can only imagine that when you're consuming something that's like 2 million Scoville or whatever, that is not even, it's like probably me getting a bunch of sweeteners and just pouring them all over my tongue. It's too much, isn't it? Too much flavor. Whereas you see that chili's so good. Anyway, right. I've got another story. Have you got another story before we go? Because we might only have time for one story. Have you got? It's up to you, Sean.
All right.
I can fill the gap if you want.
Let me. All right. We're going to go with this one. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Hungry sheep devour over 600 pounds of cannabis after invading greenhouse.
What?
It was an invasion of the
bud snatchers. The buddy snatchers, boy, they snatched that bud.
I was trying to think of a good, another good sheep.
That's what I'm here for, you, bro.
Mate.
I'm there for you, bro. You get me. Wow. So we've had Cocaine Bear. Now we have this.
Yeah, now we have cannabis sheep.
Please, Sean, furnish me with more information because I got so many questions. I'm going to shut
up. Let's see if any of them are answering this. A flock of sheep have found themselves enjoying a slightly different diet this week.
Yeah, I answered that.
After they devoured more than 600 pounds of cannabis, the herd of unsuspecting herbivores. Yo, you're making an assumption here that didn't be like,
yo, bro.
Yo, you smell the dank, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what? That smells kind of bad. Still bad. You want some marijuana? Bad. Sorry.
I'm still laughing. Bad. Oh. The herd of unsuspecting herbivores were looking to satisfy their munchies. I'm not sure who wrote this, but I'm not sure they understand how it works. when they inadvertently, again, more assumptions, inadvertently chomped down on a hefty stash of medical cannabis growing in a nearby greenhouse. This was in Greece, by the way.
Okay.
Near the town of Almeros in Thessaly. A greenhouse cultivating therapeutic marijuana became an unexpected diner for the animals as they grappled with the aftermath of Storm Daniel. The storm resulted in Europe's highest ever monthly precipitation. Yada, 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 yada. And to avoid the flooding, they sought refuge in a greenhouse and simultaneously helped themselves to over 600 pounds worth of cannabis crops.
600 pounds?
The bewildered shepherd watched as his flock began to exhibit what he called strange behavior. Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh, please tell
the
me.
Owner of the greenhouse, bro. How much does 600 pounds of medical cannabis cost, bro?
Bro, it's 273 kilograms, bro. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know. I can't do the maths, but if you were smoking, that's more than a lifetime's amount of weed for someone, isn't it? 270, unless you're Snoop Dogg, isn't it? But bro, 600 pounds. So I want to know, does it say anything more about the behavior? Because if not,
that's the thing that I wanted to see. They found green stuff to eat. They were jumping. Before adding that the sheep were jumping higher than goats, which never happens.
Higher than a kite. Yes. 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 Oh, do you know what? Though? I would have put on some proper easygoing music to see if they vibes to it as well. You know.
I want to see some video. Okay.
I would put some lo-fi hip hop beats on and see if they started vibes into it.
Nah. Some scientists have even tested out feeding animals cannabis to see what happens. In 2022, dairy cows that were fed a diet containing industrial hemp experienced several physical and behavioral changes, including increased yawning, salivation, and unsteady movements. Oh, this is
sounds quite.
I wanted to hear more about the sheep's behavior.
Should we guess what the sheep did? I reckon they all looked at the sunset together, like, yo. I know the rain's been heavy, but that sunset looks good. But I reckon they were scrambling around looking for any kind of snacks. So they were looking for crisps.
No, but it's the thing, right? It's not like they smoked the herb, right? So they've just eaten 600 pounds of marijuana. So you get the munchies, but you're probably already full, innit?
But also,
I wouldn't have expected them to be jumping. I would have thought it would be more like, they found all of the sheep just lying down. just opening one eye in it. Oh, this is so much effort. They probably thought they were floating. Oh, that must have been a trip.
Oh, man. Yeah, trip. I like it. Yeah, sheep with red eye. Some red eye sheep.
I'm surprised though, because like, depending on how much you eat, like, some of them must have been tripping balls, like.
Bro,
I can't even imagine
if they, because I'm going to presume they see the world very differently to us with much less comprehension. Being that high, is it a good or a bad thing? Like, I don't know. Are they just there just experiencing it?
Maybe we'll never know.
Yeah, man. We'll never know, bruv. Maybe, I mean, this sounds like a high conversation itself. Like, yo, man, how do you think it will feel to be a high sheep?
Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe we'll never know.
What we do need to know, though, is if next year, once they've started growing the medical cannabis, will the sheep start scratching around again? Like, you know what I mean? I'm just going to see if you got any.
They just walk it. They're walking, and then suddenly they all just like start veering off to the right. And the shepherd's like, "What's going on here?"
I hear that. That's jokes, man. Good shout out to the green sheep. Also, I wonder what that lamb tastes like. I wonder what that mutton tastes like.
Cannabis infused.
Because they say a Wagyu steak, part of the flavor is the fat, obviously, and part of it is the relaxedness of that animal. You're going to be tasting the most laid back lamb that has existed, the most melancholic mutton that has existed.
As long as it hasn't been jumping too high for too long, because then the legs are getting a bit strong and a bit of muscle and all that.
Oh, yeah. So you want the ones that are just chilling out for a little bit. Yeah, man.
You want the chilling out sheet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, wow. What if you made a haggis out of that belly as well and kept some of that weed in there as well? Bruv, there's all sorts you could do. Anyway, I think we're pretty much up to the end of this episode, Sean. It's been great. I've really enjoyed myself. I've got to say, bro, I had no idea I was going to be finding out about high sheep in this episode, bro. That's absolutely wild, man. Like, if you've tried weed infused lamb, let us know.
Let us know if it tastes good, but yeah, maybe this is a new thing.
Yeah
Could be onto something new.
Exactly. Also, you can join us over on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram. Our Facebook group is actually doing a lot as well. Page is doing a lot as well, and we'll be revamping the Facebook group as well, where I think people can put their own dad jokes in there and we can share them.
Please do
That sounds like a good plan, innit?
Yeah.
Where can we find you, Sean?
I don't know. I'm a ghost, man. I'm telling you. I am an absolute ghost. What about you, bro?
Marcus Bronzy, everywhere.
Matt.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.